The Cambridge ladies who live in furnished souls are unbeautiful and have comfortable minds. Also with the church's Protestant blessings, daughters unscented, shapeless, spirited. They believe in Christ and Longfellow, both dead, are invariably interested in so many things. At the present writing, one still finds delighted fingers knitting for the it poles, perhaps, while permanent faces enjoy bandy scandal of Mrs. N and Professor D. The Cambridge ladies do not care above Cambridge if sometimes in its box of sky lavender and cornerless the moon rattles like a fragment